السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله على إحسانه، ثم الصلاة على سيد الحبيب سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل: ما كان محمد عبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين، وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والدي وولده والناس أجمعين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. رسالة الدرو الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے، عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جاں میں، گر نسل اعلیٰ ہو زبا پر کیا اثر ہوگا آگ و فغاں میں. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer and master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is the Mubarak assembly of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering of ours. Make it a means of hidayat for us and our families and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are fortunate that Allah Pak has given us the wealth of Iman. May Allah Pak protect our Iman, keep us with Iman, die with Iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman. And we are also lucky that we are in the month of Shahr Rabiul Awwal, the month in which the birth and the demise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam had taken place. And generally we have Seerah Jalsa, the program discussing the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the short time that I have, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, but most of all give us tawfiq to make amal. Studying the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the ulama have written that there are certain rights that every believer have upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Proving from the Quran and Majid, the first and foremost right of every mu'min, every reciter of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, is that he has Iman on Allah and Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi. O those who believe, sincerely believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. One cannot recite the kalima only and say, I am a Muslim. One part of the kalima, La ilaha illallah and I am a Muslim. You have to say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is our passport to Jannatul Firdaus. We get the title of mu'min and Muslim in this world, and we will be given the title of Jannati inshallah on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala increase our Iman. Like how our temperature increases and decreases. In the morning we feel cold, at night we feel hot, or during the day we feel hot. Likewise, Iman increases and Iman decreases. Likewise, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases and decreases. When we hear the majlis and the mention of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, our Iman should increase, the love of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam should increase, and the emulation of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, the desire should be in our hearts that we emulate every sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it compulsory upon us. Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damar Barakatuh may said, shart tawheed kamil yahi hai, ishq ho aap ka qalb o jaan mein. That this is part of our Iman, that you have Tawheed on one side and you have the Risalat of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. From every fiber of yours, from the depths of your heart, from every vessel of yours, from head to toe, you must say that you want to follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. This should increase in us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. So
So the first right that we have as a mu'min, as a believer, wherever you may be, to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and have it tasdeekum bil qalb, with your heart, a firm conviction in your heart. Besides reciting it, tasdeekum bil qalb, it must be embedded in your heart, nothing else but la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then with this iman kamil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that azmat, that respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down in Makkah al-Mukarramah. It was known as the period of ignorance. Nobody wanted to rule over them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst them brought about a Nabi who was ma'soom and sinless. Rahmatul lil alameen, a harbinger of mercy. Koi ayana magar rahmat-e alam bankar. To save mankind till the day of Qiyamah from the fire of Jahannam, from doom, brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us appreciate what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came for, what was his maqsad-e-hayat, make it our maqsad-e-hayat, inshallah. Not just claiming that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love him with respect, love him with firm aqidah. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala were taunted and were reprimanded if they raised their voice in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayats of the Quran came down, and today people mock at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, degrade and demoralize the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing happens to us. Muslims throughout the world are butchered because they want to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign of the iman will be, the sign and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be that you stand up and take action. Either with your hand, with your tongue, by writing or doing something for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala majma'in sacrificed their lives. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam on the battle of Khandaq, brothers, tied two stones to his stomach for you and I to receive the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and to make sure and worry about each and every person going into Jannatul Firdaus and saving themselves from the fire of Jahannam. One sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala says, I tied one stone, but when I saw the stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, I saw two stones. I began to cry. Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala, who the ulama have written, it's a long story, have written, I went home. I said, is there anything? The wife said, there is wheat flour. Is there anything else? She said, there is a small goat. She said, cut it, get the flour prepared, make the dough. I am giving dawat to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. This was the jazba, sacrifice the life, jaan, maal, tan, man, dan, sab Allah ke liye Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam today. We make claims, but can we practice it in our lives? Brothers, this was it, the jazba. He comes, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aapko aur chand sahaba ko daawat hai. I'm inviting you and a few sahaba to the house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, chalo, sab chalo. Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala ke makan aaj daawat hai. Today is our daawat, aam daawat. 1,000 sahaba accompany Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala and follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his house. Small house, his wife get worried, our wives will get worried also. Big daawat, I said, two people, no, you call 1,000 people and king. This was the jazbah and the iman. Never mind, the Nabi of Allah is coming to the house. The Mubarak Qadam came there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, ma indakum yanfadu wa ma indallahi baq, and blew into the food. She says, they keep on making the rotis, and you cook this bakri up, the mutton curry up there. And sahabas ate. Wallahi al-azim, 1,000 sahaba ate from that pot. So much of barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak saliva, Mubarak words. Sit in the company of the awliya ikram. When you listen to their words, rahmat descends. But when you talk about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your iman increases. The noor in your heart increases, brothers. Give your life for the sake of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then comes to the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show your muhabbat by following his sunnah. Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru miyata shaheed. You will get the sawab of 100 martyrs if you revive one sunnah in this time of difficulty. So many sunnats from morning to evening we can practice. Look at the sunnat of miswak, we have discarded it. Bring it alive in our homes. Pass the message to our brothers and sisters. Get the miswak of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many types of miswak can be used. So many occasions when miswak could be used. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Damar Barakatuh, Allah Ta'ala give him long life and good health, has said, in Kashkol-e-Marifat, that tazkiru shahada عند الموت by using the miswak regularly, inshallah by that one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll die with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll be reminded of the kalima. Simple sunnah it may be. It may be a small sunnah. Brothers, please bring it alive in our houses. The sunnahs of eating and sleeping. This is the true muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala has claimed in the Quran, "Kul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah." If you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow my way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way. Then Allah will love you. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah Ta'ala will give so much of mercy. Allah Ta'ala bless this nikah that took place. Make it easy for them to fulfill their rights as husband and wife. We have so many rights over the husband and the wife itself. Look at the wife with muhabbat. The first few days we look at them with muhabbat. After that, let the old lady go where she wants. No such thing. Bring love into the house. Okay, come back with a smiling face. The ulama have written, leave all the work of the dunya outside. When you enter in your home, make salam, knock at the door, look at your wife at least with muhabbat. Subhanallah. They say if you look at your parents, you get the sawab of one hajj. If you look at the salihin, you get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at a wife with muhabbat, what you will get? Blessings in the house. Today we look at outside at all the women. That is why we don't want to look at our wives in our houses with muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala increase muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala give them unity and muhabbat. Bless this nikah and all the nikahs that are going to take place and have taken place. Bring about love and affection in our life. You want the rahmat of Allah to descend in our house. Bring alive the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam was a husband, statesman, teacher. He said, "Ana buistu innama buistu muallima." I came as a teacher to guide you. I came as a harbinger of mercy to rectify you, to give you the best deen that Allah Ta'ala has sent me with, to give you the Qur'an and Majid which Allah wants you to live by. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, what is the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." He was an embodiment of the Qur'an, a walking Qur'an, and his lifestyle melted the hearts of so many ignorant people and made them radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala says, "I came, I thought this was the worst person on earth. But let me just see him, let me just hear him." Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draw and melted his heart immediately on the first sight of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala gave him and blessed him with the wealth of iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his enemies and made dua for hidayat for them and gave them the da'wat and tabligh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to take the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seriously. Har kaam kaam nahi, Nabi ka kaam kaam hai. That is our work of Amr bin Ma'roof, Nahi anil Munkar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the Salaf Salihin and Sahaba Ikram رضي الله عنهم اجمعين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give long life and good health to Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab. Allah Ta'ala bless all of us on this mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Once again it is the occasion of a nikah which I believe has just taken place. And it is also the month of Rabiul Awal, and I'm sure Maulana must have been discussing the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the very limited time that I have, we know that nikah is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, "Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati فَلَهُ أَجْرُ مِيَاتِ شَهِيدٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The person who brings to life a sunnah of mine, when there is corruption in the ummah, when there's mischief which has spread in the ummah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give that person the reward of 100 martyrs. Now generally we take this to mean that if a person brings alive the sunnat of miswak, or the person brings alive the sunnat of beard, or any other sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he will get the reward of 100 martyrs. There is no doubt that because there is mischief, there is fasad, and people are making a mockery of the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if a person has to travel out in the world, then he knows how much of mockery is made of these mubarak sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So at such a time, even those sunnahs, if a person brings them alive, he will get those rewards. However, we should not take this hadith in a very limited context. When we have to look at it in the light of nikah, then we will say that we are already bringing alive a sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is nikah. Nikah itself, which is a sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have brought it alive when we are undertaking marriage. So now what more do we want? Because in these days of fitna, nikah itself is becoming a very difficult thing to undertake. And if you have to look at the lifestyles of the Western people, or the lifestyles of those who have got nothing to do with deen and sharia, nikah does not even feature now in their dictionary and in their lives. Living in or staying together without marriage has become a norm in Western societies. And following them, Muslims at large also, we may not be condoning that. We will not be saying that it is halal and permissible. But we all know that there is no lack of evidence to prove how many young people are living with the illicit beloveds as if they are married. There are so many who have got flats and they spend the nights with them there. And there are so many who may not have their own flats, but we know that their association with the opposite sex is as if they are husband and wife, but without marriage. Abortion is becoming a joke. In our schools, our colleges, those who have got the finger on the pulse of what is happening in the society, they know that how many of our young girls are going for abortions. So at such a time when there's so much of fitna and fasad, so to bring to life this institution of marriage and nikah itself is a great thing, that at least they are undertaking this great sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which sometimes becomes wajib and which sometimes becomes sunnah and sometimes even makruh. But without going into those details, so we will say that now what do you mean when you say that falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed, the person will get a reward of 100 martyrs? What it means is this, that what we did, of course I'm not talking about the nikah which took place today. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala unite the heart of the husband and wife in love, muhabbat, affection for each other, consideration for each other's rights and fulfillment of each other's rights, and Allah ta'ala bless them with pious and righteous children who will be an asset to the society and sadqa jariya for the parents. But I'm talking about nikahs in general. That at the most, in the majority of the marriages, what we do is we undertake the nikah in the masjid. Even that is not very common in many places. But what we do is we undertake the nikah. Now that was the sunnat. It takes place. There are witnesses. There is proposal and acceptance. And after that, the husband and wife and the both parties, the groom's party and the bride's party, they believe that nikah was something which should have been undertaken according to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's instructions. But outside the masjid now, we are free and at liberty to do whatever we please in the name of that nikah which has taken place. Now again, do we need evidence for that? Go to the wedding halls where the bride will receive guests. And how many guests she is receiving? When we were young, we used to go to the hall, so who does not know that she is receiving all kinds of guests there. Mahram or ghair mahram. whether it is permissible for her to shake hands with those people or not, is of no concern. And then again on the stage, the decoration, the photography, the videoing, the movie that is made, everything from A to Z is nothing but fitna and fasad. So at such a time it is a very difficult thing, especially for people who have got a lot of money. They are affluent and they have got a name in society. They've got some kind of name in society that this person is from a high ranking family. Now for them to keep up that image becomes a big problem. Because if you don't go with the trend, then those who are not so-called conservative, then they will make a mockery. And if you go against the tide and you follow Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful teachings, then those whom we call conservative, or if you go against the tide and do that which is according to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, then those people will have a problem who are not in favor of that. So from both sides they've got a problem. Now at such a time, if this person says that I don't care what the society tells me, I don't care what the family says, I don't care what the nation says, I have got to please one Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially the message of Rabiul Awwal is that we have to obey Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this person, he will have to listen to some comments, he will have to listen to some criticism, he will have to listen to some mockery and some teasing and some laughter and some jeering, that what a kind of nikah is this, where you've got complete separation of the sexes, where the ladies are in some hall and the men are in some hall, where the husband or the groom is not allowed to come onto the stage in front of the whole congregation of ladies and put the ring onto the finger of the bride. What kind of a marriage is this? So this person says that I will take the pain of criticism on my heart, but I will not displease my one Allah. He who made it halal for me to take this woman in my marriage. On the day of nikah, I want to please my parents, I want to please my enemies, I want to please my neighbors, I want to please everyone. But the only one I want to displease is that Allah who has made nikah halal for me. So this person goes against the tide and he says that I will do as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has instructed. Now when he will do this, because there's fasad in the ummah, because there's mischief in the ummah, because there's corruption in the ummah, now when he will do this, falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed, because he has to go against the tide. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you, give me, and give the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal upon the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, Hazrat Mawlana Abrarul Haq sahab dhamat barakatuhum. I really like those three statements of his, that you look at Islam from any angle, any aspect of life, and you will find that it is ashal, it is ajmal, it is akmal. Very easy, very beautiful, and the perfect way. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.